Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. It's Friday night around 10:30, I guess 11 o'clock almost, give or take. Well, it's been an interesting week. The last time I was recording, I think I mentioned that I had signed the lease, and that's great. In fact, I went back to see the place. You know how sometimes when you, I don't know many of you who've looked, but sometimes when you go to look for a new place, you find it, and it's really, really neat, you know? And then you go back 3 or 4 days later after you told all your friends about it, and you go back and it's like, Well, that's not the case here. I'm happy to say that this place is just as wonderful as it was before. I've seen it 3 times now, and I absolutely love it. It just gets better and better. So the move is scheduled for next week, next weekend, and so this is the final week in the place that I am now. Kind of weird. You know, if it was up to me, I'd have it done today. I had a bit of an issue finding the movers. You know, it's funny. I'm pretty loyal. And the movers that I had initially 8 years ago were so good. And I think I got their number somewhere, but I called them a year ago when I moved, and I don't know. So the bottom line is, and the last movers that I had, I didn't really like very well. They got the job done, but let me tell you, it just wasn't a pretty picture. Anyway, so because of that, I went with new movers this time. Had a contract, was ready to sign it, and didn't realize that the person had changed the terms of the contract on me. Long story short is that I did find a great mover. Guy owns his own business. He's a little older. I got a couple of references from people that I know. That always makes it better. And I'm just really, really comfortable. This is going to be a great move. What I'm going to do this time, of course, is I have a really big desk, and I don't want them getting to deal with the desk. So I'm going to disassemble the desk myself, and that'll make it easier, because that's the only big thing other than the bed. But the bed, they can do beds, no problem. So a little bit of disassembly. Tomorrow's Saturday, and I guess I got to go buy boxes. You know, moves don't really seem real until you start buying the boxes, and it's like, oh, man, this is it, you know. I pick up the key on Friday, and although I really would like to pick it up on Thursday, but pick it up on Friday. So anyway, just a little nervous when I think about it for too long. This weekend, this is going to be the last, you know, couple of days of rest. I've got almost all my projects done, so that's good. I'm really glad about that. So now I can focus on. I just finished proofing the book. It took me 2 weeks with all this stuff, drama going on, but at least it's proofed. It's ready to go. So I'm just going to focus on that. Make copious backups of all my stuff so I don't lose anything. So this, I'm confident this will be the last move for a long time. And that's kind of good. This is my own place. I think this will be the first time I've had my own place since before the nightmare began, which would be about 10 years ago. Maybe not 10 years ago, maybe 7, 8 years ago. But, you know, it's going to be good. It'll be a little weird, of course, and I will definitely be checking in with all of you every day for a while. But it'll be nice to be close to the ocean, and I fully expect to spend a lot of time there since it brings me so much peace. The last time I lived close to the ocean, I took it for granted. I was a lot younger then. Never thought I'd be away from it. But once you've been this far inland and stuff, you realize what kind of a gift it really is to be able just to go whenever you want without having to deal with the freeway and all that stuff. So I'm very blessed. I'm not going to take that for granted anymore. Today, talk about Cry Me a River. I was thinking about Buy Me a River because today I bought a refrigerator. Got a great deal on a huge 26 or 28 cubic foot refrigerator, side-by-side, you know, side-by-side doors, ice maker, the whole nine. And I got it on sale, brand new, got it on sale $620. So I'm really excited. Comparable refrigerators were back $1,000, but I've been waiting for a long time. I almost considered renting a refrigerator, and I started pricing it, you know, and because the last time I lived on my own, had my own place, I always rented. It was only back then, it was like $15 a month or something that it added to the rent. And I lived there for 12 years, so I know I paid 10 times what the refrigerator was worth. But this time, the only kind of refrigerator I would have wanted was going to be $40 a month, and it wasn't even a side-by-side. It was just a standard kind. And God, you know, in a year's time, that's $480. So why not just spend the $620 now and get one I'm going to have with me and one that I actually like. So that's a good thing. And then I bought my first LCD large screen, 42-inch, TV set. got that for, again, on sale. Got all this at Best Buy, by the way, in case you're wondering. It was on sale for $440. So I spent a little bit of money. I was going to go with a much smaller screen. I was going to go with a plasma. I came that close. And I don't know, something somewhere along the way just said, you know what, just go with an LCD. I think I thought, you know, I don't know. I could have got a much bigger plasma for about the same price, but something about that LCD just seemed right to me, so I'm really glad. So those are my two major purchases. I'm going to have to buy, like I said, get a washing machine and a dryer, but that shouldn't be too much more expensive. And I think that's about it. I mean, other than that, I got to buy, you know, I'm not going to bore you with the details, but fortunately, like I said, I kept all my stuff from my old days. I got it in storage. And the good news is that the garage that I have now is bigger than my storage unit, which is so cool. So now I can, you know, that'll be $200 a month. I don't have to pay for storage, so I can get that out of there. So you can see it's all going to work out just fine. Everything has fallen into place. And I mean, I got to tell you, I was pretty scared there for a while, as many of you know if you've heard these shows. So at least something fell my way. Whether it's because of prayer or call it whatever you want, but so if I can just get through the next 8 days, I hate to say get through. I don't want you thinking I'm miserable or anything. It's just awkward and weird. And I do have my panic attacks when I think about all the things that could go wrong on this move, but it'll go right. One way or the other, I'll end up down there, and so it'll be okay. I can't give in to my natural compulsions to panic and get nervous and think, oh my God, how wrong is it going to go? I have to stay positive. My throat's a little sore, but other than that, I'm doing all right. My weight's doing good. I have been eating a little bit of comfort food, but haven't been overeating. And I feel generally good. You know, I'm just looking forward to exploring my new neighborhood. And I don't know, it just feels right. It just feels right. And for the first time since I left the other beach, Redondo Beach, I'm pulling all my contacts from up there, my P.O. box and memberships and stuff. I'm moving them all down south, which is where I belong. So this is good. This is definitely a letting go of the past. And this is a brand new city, one I've always wanted to go to. It's not really starting over because it's close enough to people that I already know, but it's still different enough. It's just great. I'm just excited. Anyway, I think I've given you more detail than you probably wanted. I had to order the refrigerator, and it's a little scary to order a refrigerator when I haven't moved in yet because I don't want it to arrive before I do. And, you know, the measurements are a little scary, but it's scary. This is one of the largest big ticket items I've ever purchased, so. The TV set, of course, is a little bit more comfortable for me. I'm used to buying televisions, not one this big, but that's okay. But the refrigerator and the washer and dryer stuff, that's a little bit out of my league, but no biggie. It's all good. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm really growing up. It's taken me this long to finally really, really grow up. And I wasn't going to get one, but you know what? Now I think about it, since I'm already spending money and I'm going to be broke anyway, I think I'm going to buy a kitchen table and a nice chair for my kitchen. In the past, I just used a card table and some plastic chairs, but what the hell, man? If you're going to do this thing, let's do it right. You know, you know why? Because here in the U.S., of course, you know, we have Thanksgiving and Christmas, and most likely I'll spend them alone. So if I'm going to spend those holidays alone, I want to be comfortable in my house, if that makes any sense. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this right. I want to, when Thanksgiving comes, or Christmas, or both, I want to be able to be in my house, snug, comfort, secure, and not feel like I'm an orphan. I no longer want to feel like an orphan. You know, I'm going to make this place a home. Unlike the places in the past, when I didn't put up pictures, I didn't do anything to kind of make it my own. I kind of waited for somebody else to do that for me. Usually it was various women that I dated. But that's not going to happen this time. No, this time I'm going to make this place my own with my own pictures and, you know, really make it so when I come home, even if I'm by myself, at least I'll feel good about it, if that makes any sense. And so, especially for me and the cats, right? Amy and Rosalie, my two cats. So I'm looking forward to getting them in their house. And they know I'm antsy because they've been kind of staying close to me and stuff. So anyway, it's like I have a text message. People always send me text messages when I'm recording. It always cracks me up. It's just the worst possible time, but they do. Anyway, I caught it this time. Okay, that's all. I think I'm beginning to make a joyful noise, okay? So I will talk to you again soon. I don't know what's going to happen. It's been kind of rough here a little bit today, and something tells me it may get rougher tomorrow. But you know, like I said, it's all good, right? I just got to stay calm, stay cool, and not let anybody rattle me. Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. Thank you all for being there. Take care. Bye-bye.